It's Sunday morning. It's quite early on Sunday morning here at the Margam Discovery Centre, and it's the final day of the Enhancing Fieldwork Showcase thing that I've been attending. We had a great day yesterday. Lots of really interesting stuff to see and to find out about. And the QR code session that was running seemed to go quite well. People have come up saying they're quite interested in finding out a bit more about using them to enhance their fieldwork. But also saw some genuinely quite awesome stuff. We had a presentation from a guy called Julian Cremona from the Field Studies Council, who was talking about, in particular, some of the work he's been doing over in Singapore with students going out and surveying mangrove swamps, but using tablets, iPads, with Google Docs spreadsheets to input the data live on a shared spreadsheet, which then everyone is able to see when the data is collated, and they're able to analyse that data in the field and sort of explain what's meant by and discuss it, all without ever having to go back to the field centre and download all this information. And I thought it was brilliant. It works thanks to Singapore's fantastic wireless coverage, which of course we don't have in the UK, but we also had a demonstration of a portable wireless network actually stood in a field from two guys from the OU, and it was really quite awesome to be stood, not quite in the middle of nowhere, but certainly far away from buildings, but getting full wireless coverage, enabling us to do all sorts of interesting things with video and images. There was also a really good presentation, a couple of presentations, somebody from the University of the West of England, Jenny Hill, and Tim Harris from the University of Staffordshire, looking at ways of using video and digital storytelling to augment fieldwork. So yeah, I'll do a proper blog post, I think, when I get back to the office on Monday. There was one other thing. There was something called Gigapan we had demonstrated. We actually went off to a beach location with some interesting rocky outcrops. We were guided around there by a geologist called Ian Stimpson from the University of Kiel, but he was demonstrating something called Gigapan, which is a system for mounting a camera on a tripod that then takes a series of very highly zoomed in images of features, which can then be stitched together a little bit like Photosynth, which you might have seen that. But it gives you then this resource which enables you to zoom right into, and he was saying, to the grain of sand level on a sort of massive rock face, which was great, and it was nice to be sort of actually properly out in the field and getting wet. Today we've got a little bit of plan for planning and thinking about what we might do to put all this stuff into action. I need to have a think about what that means for net skills. And then it's geocaching, and then lunch, and then I'm coming home. So I've done a little video, which hopefully I'm going to get a chance to post today. You can see the sort of stuff we've been doing, the sort of people that have been here. But altogether, this has been a really good event, and I'm glad I came, and I'm glad I was able to be a part of it as well.